Welcome to the deep dive. So let's picture this. It's 2077, the air, pristine, cities are humming along, super quiet, loads of autonomous systems everywhere.
Right. And traditional human work, the daily grind, it's mostly history.
How did we actually get there? I mean, how did humanity step back from all that labor?
Yeah, it's fascinating because our sources, they show this future wasn't like a sudden flip of a switch.
Okay, not overnight then.
No, definitely not. It was more of a gradual evolution, a real dynamic interplay of forces, almost like, a causal loop diagram in action.
Ah, I see, where one thing leads to another and it feeds back into itself.
Exactly. Reinforcing things or sometimes balancing them out. So our mission today is really to unpack how all these different societal bits dance together, to get a handle on automation's impact and reach this, well, this new equilibrium.
Okay, let's dive deeper. The sources point towards the early 2030s as a key starting point.
That's right.
That's when automation adoption really surged, driven by AI, robotics, the whole package.
Leading to this really dramatic increase in societal productivity, more stuff being made, more services delivered, more efficiently than ever.
But that efficiency, it must have had a consequence for, well, people's jobs, right? What was the first ripple effect there? Simple job losses.
Well, yes, but it's a bit more complex. Our sources show the immediate cost was definitely a steady, undeniable decline in human employment, millions needing new paths.
Okay.
And more profoundly, this quickly triggered a big decrease in consumer spending, and that exposed this critical, systemic vulnerability.
Risk.
The research calls it the automation productivity demand gap.
Right.
Basically, society was producing tons more, but people, well, they couldn't afford to buy it all.
Okay, so you have this incredible production machine, but the demand isn't keeping pace.
Precisely. And that disequilibrium, it actually threatened to stop automation's benefits in their tracks. A really dangerous potential feedback loop.
So not just an economic headache, but something that could actually like stall the whole system, that causal loop idea again.
Exactly.
What about the wider social side of things? All this productivity, but where were the benefits going?
Well, that's a crucial point. The benefits were pooling. Disproportionately, leading to a really severe rise in wealth inequality.
A widening gap.
A chasm, really, between those benefiting from automation and the masses being displaced. And inevitably, that caused social unrest to just bubble up and boil over.
Protests, demands for change, that sort of thing.
Widespread, yeah. And interestingly, that unrest kind of counterintuitively became a powerful catalyst itself. It actually acted as a bit of a brake, subtly hindering totally unchecked automation because of public pressure and eventually regulation.
So faced with this kind of brewing storm, inequality, unrest, this demand gap, what did society, what did governments actually do?
Right, this is where conscious choices came in, intentional interventions to create new balancing loops. Our sources highlight two critical ones.
Okay, what's the first?
First, there's what the sources term the UBI stabilization loop. Think universal basic income.
UBI.
But it wasn't just a simple handout, it became a cycle. You had increasing government revenue, partly from taxing automation's gains,
Okay.
combined with huge social pressure that led to implementing UBI. And the UBI cash, it directly stimulated consumer spending.
Ah, so it injected demand right back into the economy, tackling that gap.
Exactly, re-injecting demand. And crucially, it also helped calm the social unrest. It became this really key stabilizing force.
That sounds almost neat. But implementing UBI, surely that wasn't easy. Was there resistance, according to the
Oh,
sources?
absolutely. Huge debates, political fights, economic worries initially, but the sheer scale of the productivity gap and the social turmoil eventually just made it unavoidable, an imperative.
Okay, so that's the UBI loop. What was the second balancing mechanism? You mentioned adaptation.
Right. Parallel to UBI, you had the stark reality of job displacement pushing massive investment into education and retraining programs. This was the second loop, workforce adaptation and new jobs.
Reskilling people.
Big time. Governments, corporations, they collaborated. But not just for old style jobs. They
Yeah.
focused on reskilling for entirely new human-centric roles.
Human-centric, like
What
way.
things where humans excel, think empathy, so personalized mental health support, creativity, artisanal goods, unique crafts, judgment, AI ethics, overseeing those complex systems, connection, experiential tourism, things you can't automate.
Interesting. So less about physical labor, more about uniquely human skills.
Precisely. Plus, a big focus on sustainable living, community building. These new sectors started creating genuinely new jobs, new avenues for human contribution.
So let's fast forward back to 2077, bringing it all together. What does this equilibrium look like now? It sounds very different.
It is profoundly different. Traditional employment, like we knew it, it's largely a relic. But society found a new balance, a sustainable one.
Also,
well, you have automation providing the abundance, goods, services efficiently.
Yeah.
You have UBI ensuring everyone's basic needs are met, providing that floor. And then human creativity, human energy, it's sort of unleashed, unburdened from mundane tasks. People pour it into these new fields, arts, social innovation, personal growth. That causal loop diagram, which initially looked like a warning, it kind of became the roadmap for getting here.
So the key takeaway wasn't stopping the technological progress. It was more about understanding the whole system, its impacts, and then actively adapting.
Exactly. It shows how these incredibly complex systems can adapt, find new ways to function. Which leads to a final thought, maybe for you listening.
Yeah.
Well, understanding these deep interconnected forces, these loops, what does that mean for your role, you know, in shaping what comes next, or even just making sense of the flood of information we deal with every day? Something to think about.